Google and Yahoo updates are changing the game for email marketing. And in this episode of the Brand Building Podcast, we're going to get into how these changes are affecting D2C e-commerce brands and all types of companies and businesses in general that are actively sending email to market their brands and businesses consistently week after week. If you're in the business, you know what I'm talking about right now. Back at the end of 2023, Yahoo and Google announced that they were going to be making some dramatic changes to their sending protocol and process for accepting marketing communication. And essentially what that means is they were buttoning up their protocol on what they are accepting for brands to be sending. Pretty much what this means is they're changing the rules for how companies send marketing emails, right? For our clients at Breadloaf, we've known about this for a while now. And honestly, we got a couple of new clients at the end of the year that we were working on a consulting basis with the Retention Labs team when it came to email deliverability. But all of our existing clients have already have all of these protocol items buttoned up for years now. So it wasn't really a big change. There were a couple things that we wanted to add, and we'll talk through what those are in a minute. These changes went into effect on February 1st, 2024, just a little over a month ago from filming this podcast. And what those changes are, essentially those changes impacted how brands can send emails and what needs to be confirmed on the back end of their domain within their ESP, their email service provider, either being Klaviyo, MailChimp, ListTrack, whatever it is on the market. We're going to break down a couple of things first. The first thing that brands are now required to have are three key records, right? And this has been a best practice in email marketing for years now. These three records consist of SPF, DMARC, and DKIM. Your domain that you're sending on behalf of for your website needs to have these three records confirmed in the back end. That's number one. The second thing that you're now required to have, especially like if you're in an ESP like Klaviyo, is you need to set up a dedicated subdomain for sending on behalf of. So before you could use a shared Klaviyo domain that they would set up for you, and that domain would just get automatically added to your account. And that domain would then be sending on a shared IP address. And what that allowed brands to do was start sending immediately without having to set up all this stuff on the back end. Yeah, it was a lot easier, but now these brands were getting jumbled together and there might've been, you know, dozens or hundreds of domains sending under the same IP. How does this help and how does this hurt you? Well, for better or for worse, if you weren't following email marketing protocol and cleaning your list and doing a lot of things that you should be doing as a marketer, that could actually be helping you because now you're getting bonded together with other brands that are all under the same shared IP. But most likely this was hurting you, right? You think about if you do all these things that you're supposed to be doing as a brand, and then suddenly you're getting a higher spam rate, you're getting more bounced emails, you're seeing your deliverability go down. The number one thing that I've noticed, and this is through auditing hundreds of Klaviyo accounts, is if you don't have a dedicated IP set up, you are setting yourself up for failure. So that was really the second thing that we saw come into effect. And if you were an existing Klaviyo customer, you've most likely seen this. I know Omnisend, ListTrack, like all these other platforms too, that are other ESPs that are getting competitive with Klaviyo have had to do the same thing recently. The next thing that we saw was pretty important was actually getting all of your other apps that are sending on your behalf, everything from Gorgeous through your reviews app, through your back in stock app, any other apps that are in the back end of your Shopify ecosystem that are sending on behalf of you now needed to be whitelisted under your dedicated subdomain. All of those messages are now being authenticated as they're actually coming from you. This is gonna make great strides in helping ensure that there's no spamming going on or spoofing with domains in the future. Another thing that you probably noticed too is you actually need to authenticate your domain in the back of Shopify. So you're now sending those transactional messages just like those third-party apps on behalf of your real domain. So those are a couple of things that really had to get done. Some of the other things we recommend brands do is get Google Postmaster set up. It's the number one tool that you can use to actually see your deliverability in the back end of Google and Gmail. Okay. We recommend setting that up. Another thing we recommend doing is using a list scrubbing tool to validate your emails quarterly. We love Emailable, but there's dozens of them on the market. You can easily use these tools to tell you what emails you should not be sending to. And then overall, the number one thing that you should now be doing is monitoring your spam rate. You need to keep your spam rate low. It's super important. We've noticed that things haven't really been enforced as much as they most likely will be over the coming months. But that's also because the first month or two after these new internet protocols get delivered, there's usually this kind of open, fluffy space where things aren't really being enforced as much. But it's essential and crucial that you monitor your spam rate, because now Google and Gmail is making easier than ever before for someone to unsubscribe. If you're a Gmail user, you've most likely noticed how it's very easy now to just unsubscribe right there from Gmail. You're going to want to take a look at that. And then overall too, you're going to want to be buttoning up your sending segments. And this is why it's really important now than ever before to be having someone on your team that understands email deliverability, or to be working with a retention email marketing partner like Breadloaf and our team at Retention Labs to know that things are working properly. The last thing you want is for your domain to be having issues moving forward, okay? You do not want issues with your domain. Another tool that we've been using recently is DMARC monitoring tools. There's a bunch of free ones. We'll put a couple in the show notes that our team uses. But what DMARC monitoring does is DMARC will send back reports to let you know if there's any spoofing issues, any validation issues. It'll let you know how things are being monitored daily. And our deliverability and reporting analyst on our team has this set up for all of our clients and is monitoring it. More than ever before, email is becoming the number one channel for driving consistent owned retention revenue for brands. The last thing you want is that channel that you own to have an issue with the domain. Because once you have an issue with domain, the last thing you want to do is have to buy another one and warm it up and have that not be the root domain that you're actually sending your traffic to. If you haven't gotten these things done, it's super critical that you get it done now. More than ever before, you can be putting your email marketing at risk. And I hope this video helped, and I'll keep a couple tools that we talked about in the show notes so you can get back to it and make those changes on your own. At the end of the day, I hope this podcast episode was helpful, and I will talk to you later. Thanks.